Okay, does everybody in the room know our gratitude prayer? That's real great enthusiasm from the crowd. Can everybody like nod or no? Okay, perfect. Let's open this with the gratitude prayer. I'm just going to do the short version. So it's, my gratitude speaks when I care and when I share with others the NA way. Awesome. Thank you. I like doing that prayer when it's in service-related settings. So this PowerPoint that I'm going to walk through is specifically on Narcotics Anonymous Schools Project presentations and NAYC, which is the Narcotics Anonymous Youth Committee. The workshop is also inspiring our youth to serve PR, so I'm going to, after we go through this, talk about different ways in which the youth can be involved outside of an NAYC setting as well. Awesome. So, overview. The purpose of having schools projects, work group on your local PR committee, why to have a schools project presentation, what a schools project presentation is. So I'm going to go over some literature, some IPs that we use, and also what do our panel of speakers talk about. When to plan and prepare schools project presentations, how to get started. So we'll be a breakdown into if your area is new to this and has never done it, if you're already an involved area that has this, if you haven't done it in a while, who to contact, etc. And then we'll go into how a local NAYC committee can help. So if you have, I know San Diego has an NAYC committee that has one member currently, I believe. And then also some personal experiences, and then we'll go into some discussion at the end. All right. So the purpose of the school's project presentation, this is to open and maintain lines of communication between your area and the schools. So Narcotics Anonymous message of recovery is available to all students and teachers. Just to clarify, there's a different type of presentations that we do in the school with the students versus a presentation that we do with the professionals of the school. So this project is primarily based on this presentations that we do with the students inside classrooms, which is very much more informal than it would be for a professional setting, meeting with superintendents, principals, teachers, etc. It's also to open and maintain lines of communication between your local PR or PI committee and the school district, and to carry our message in accordance with the 12 traditions and 12 concepts of service for Narcotics Anonymous. So why is it important to have schools project presentations? I think it's always great to continue to be a viable source of recovery. We want the community to know that Narcotics Anonymous exists. We want the community to know where we are, who we are, what services that we provide to our own members, and like the collaborations that we have with other organizations and how we collaborate with them but are not affiliated with them. So we want to strengthen those relationships between professionals, our community, schools, and Narcotics Anonymous, and reach the potential suffering addict, whether that is the student in the classroom during that presentation, or if they possibly have a family member, a friend, a co-worker. Well, most high school students don't work, but if they do, if they have a co-worker, etc. And also provide that information to the youth, that it is possible to get clean and stay clean at a young age. So what is the school's project presentation? It's a resource to let students and schools know about Narcotics Anonymous by using, we have a panel of speakers. Usually for a class, there's usually like the leader and then maybe like 3 to 4 members. Sometimes there's two, but anywhere from like 2 to 4 people per classroom. We provide a question and answer section. Sometimes the classrooms will, just raise their hand during the presentation. Sometimes they're more comfortable with writing anonymous questions on a piece of paper, putting them in a basket, and we read them at the end. Each classroom setting is very different and unique, and we ebb and flow to the atmosphere of that classroom. And then we also go through informational pamphlets and provide meeting schedules as well. So what literature should be shared? So some of the basic IPs that should always be brought to a school's project presentation is the Am I an Addict? My first presentation that I ever was part of the panel on, I remember the leader would take the Am I an Addict IP and the way in which he went about saying it and describing it, and he was this is the first test that I ever got 100% on since I left high school. And again, it brings some humor to the classroom and whatnot. And it's kind of also, I usually, if I'm leading a presentation, I just read a few of the questions that are inside of that pamphlet. We provide the By Young Addicts, For Young Addicts, which is that green and white IP. Sometimes, even though the By Young Addicts, For Young Addicts has replaced the Youth in Recovery, even that is still available and it's still there and there's still plenty of copies, so I bring those as well because the information is still pertinent. And then also for the parent or guardian of Young Addicts in Narcotics Anonymous, that's a piece of material that they can pass along to their parents, if they feel comfortable with letting their parents know that they have a problem. Welcome to NA, and then any other IPs that your local PR subcommittee approves of in your guidelines. So oftentimes that could be the who, what, why, how, and there's so many that we bring. Sometimes we'll bring sponsorship. We don't always talk a lot about sponsorship in general because it can be something that it goes completely over their head that they don't understand. So some other literature that we also bring are definitely the local meeting schedules. We usually talk about the legend and what to possibly expect at a school's project presentation. During that we talk about what does a meeting look like? What are the varying formats? The men's or women's meeting, a young people identified meeting, a speaker discussion versus a literature study or, a topic discussion, an 11-step meditation meeting. Then we also talk briefly about different subcommittees and some of the services in our service structure. And we also talks about, and I'll get into it with the personal stories that are shared. We talk about the fun in recovery and the events and activities that the activities committee puts on. And then the other piece of literature that we like to always have in stock is one basic text in the school library. Sometimes it can also be in the counselor's office. We also, with the meeting schedules, we always like to keep each school that we go to, and even if we're not currently doing presentations, something that is just always very beneficial to have current up-to-date meeting schedules in every school, both public and private, if that school's counselor or health department allows it. So what do the panel speakers talk about? So a facilitator or a leader, which is usually the school's project coordinator or someone who has done a school's project presentation multiple times, is familiar with the format, is familiar with guidelines of PR, the do's and don'ts. They'll lead the presentation, usually give a brief history of the program of Narcotics Anonymous, be enthusiastic and engaging with the students, ask them to participate. Sometimes, we'll ask in the beginning, who in the class has ever heard of Narcotics Anonymous? Oftentimes it's zero, maybe one. Sometimes, if we're lucky, two people have heard about Narcotics Anonymous already, but more than likely nobody has ever heard about NA before we come in and do that presentation. And then sometimes we'll ask, who has heard of Alcoholics Anonymous? And a few more hands will get raised. And we talk a little bit about the difference and how, AA members helped, Narcotics Anonymous form because addicts needed a place to recover and to talk about the disease of addiction. Shares a little bit about their experience with Narcotics Anonymous. We always talk about that, we're not here to represent NA. We are not paid spokespersons. Oftentimes we take off work just so that we can let the community know that Narcotics Anonymous exists. But we make it very clear that we do not speak on behalf of NA, that we are just members that want to share with them about this resource, that if they themselves or a family member or someone in their life is affected by the disease of addiction, that hopefully they will remember that Narcotics Anonymous exists. And then the panel speakers will share their experience with Narcotics Anonymous. They'll share experience with, we try and keep it towards like high school years and the feelings and sometimes like peer pressure, because some of it's not always young members that come in and do the panels, and not to say that like older members can't do this or whatnot, but if we stick to, I don't know if you remember when you were like 13 or 14, like could you identify with someone that was like 25? They were like old. I remember I was like 30, you're like old. So if we do have members that are, you know, even my age, I'm 27, I always have to bring back to what it felt like to be a high school student and the feelings that I had and some of the things that led me to, you know, actively use. And then where that, you know, fun stage ended up and how it no longer was fun. And oftentimes, like I talk about that, I was on a scholarship to go to a, you know, really prestigious university with a full ride scholarship for water polo, and drugs became a higher priority. And, you know, and oftentimes, like, they identify with that and how, like, that mentality of, it's never going to happen to me. And then also shares about Narcotics Anonymous and how NA has helped. We avoid talking about a higher power. There's like things that like we're in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, it's that esoteric connotation that we have, but it's not appropriate in a public relations presentation. So when we share our personal stories and when we do this, we want to kind of be almost like a, like by the book kind of thing. There's like a very prominent do's and don'ts. You know, even how we dress, like we're not supposed to go into a presentation wearing our favorite sports team, t-shirt or hat. In some schools, we actually don't even allow members to wear red or blue, because there are some areas in my area where there still is a gang affiliation. So we tend to stick to like just white or black plain shirts. We don't have to dress up, because we want the kids to identify and feel comfortable with us. All right, next slide. All right, so when to plan a presentation. So obviously majority of public schools are from anywhere in August to like June. So most of the footwork is done between those months. Oftentimes, I know in the area that I live in and that I'm the school's project coordinator, we have two semesters. So there's usually a fall semester. We do a lot of presentations, usually October or November. And then there's a spring semester where it's usually sometimes February through April, sometimes May. And then you kind of have this off month, few months in the summer, kind of like, what do? You prepare. You see, like, is there any of those, you know, healthcare coordinators that are, you know, returning to that school, or, you know, are they retiring that year? I can ask that because most teachers, I mean, not all, but most teachers know whether or not by the end of that school year, if they are returning that next year. Majority of the time, not always, but majority of the time. So you can know, like, are they passing that along to someone else? Or will they be coming back, so you can keep that information updated so once August comes, you know who to reach out to. And then also, we don't do this too much, but try to reach out into private schools as well. Sometimes there's heavier issues in private schools with drug abuse than there is in public schools during that high school year. Not always, and I mean, I don't even know if there's really like a statistic, but I know plenty of people that went to private school, but had way more problems when they were 12 than, you know, like someone that went to public school that was like, you know, by senior year, then they had the problem. So reaching out to also private schools as well. And I already kind of touched on the off months. I think we can move to the next slide. I kind of talked about that. Okay, so how to get started. I'm going to go through, if this is new to your area, kind of who to contact, how to find a new project, or if it's already currently existing in your area. So new to your area, how to start a coordinator position on PR. You know, present interest to the PR committee, formulate guidelines. You can always refer to current existing guidelines from another area. I just helped the Sacramento SAC Fellowship NA up in Sacramento, you know, with their guidelines and provided them, you know, meeting format and all this sort of stuff that I kind of gave in like a little package to them. Collaborate with other local areas that have experience, and then also follow the next slides. All right, so how to find new projects. You know, you need to know what are your geographical boundaries of the area you live. You know, so what school districts are included in those geographical boundaries? Do you have a school district that is on a border between your area and the area right next to you? So do you need to collaborate with some of the schools that are in that district, or do you go over your geographical boundary and just provide all the service to that school district? Because not all areas are geographically bound by a county or whatnot, so you kind of it adapts to your geographical boundaries. You know, use internet search engine. I'm not going to tell you which one because we're not affiliated with any. Yeah. But use whatever you're comfortable with and you like to find websites for the local school districts. Locate the appropriate contact at the individual schools. Usually most schools will have like a health teacher or like a health and wellness or a living skills. That's primarily the class that we go into to do schools project presentations. So reaching out to them, sometimes you want to reach out to their counselor because sometimes they will have more information. I know the high school that I went to actually has a program on site on the school, and it's like an after-school program for, you know, some of the troubled kids and whatnot. So, like, if they have that, like, can you also provide meeting schedules in the counselor's office and that after-school program? Or, like, a school psychologist, and then also the principal. And for private schools, do an internet search for private schools with the local zip code and follow the similar contact approach. So who to contact? The Health Living Skills teacher, a school psychologist, or a principal. Emails can always be found on that school's website, or not always, majority of the time they can be found. Sometimes some schools are a little more difficult or not up to date with their website. But another thing that's always really good, and we talked about this last year in Las Vegas at WSLD, we had a superintendent in one of the workshops, and he always talked, at least in Las Vegas area now, every area and every region can be a little bit different, but he was very adamant, like, come directly to me. Like, so that's always an option. Go to the superintendent for that school district, because they will always have the information to every, you know, principal of every school within that district. And then they can give you the current and up-to-date information. So you want, there's a, you know, you'll want to set up an appointment or a correspondence. So there is in the PR handbook, and I also have it, and I can email out anyone any of the information that I have. I have so much information on all this stuff. But there's kind of like a sample draft letter. You know, it's kind of the generic one that's in the PR handbook, and you can kind of send it out to anyone, you know, and of course with your committee, you know, chop it up to whatever suits the needs of the committee or the individual that you're emailing. And for new schools, after locating and updating the contact for each school, it's wise to set up that initial visit. Oftentimes you want to come with, you know, one of our new IPs, you know, the what is an NA meeting, you know, there's an IP for the professionals, you know, meeting list, and a basic text. That's kind of like my little starter kit that I'll bring to the school if they've never had Narcotics Anonymous visit, or if it's been like a really long time and there's nobody that remembers what Narcotics Anonymous is. or isn't it like a contact? And then with current schools, you know, email the health education, living skills teacher, school psychologist, and CC the principal. You don't always have to do that. Sometimes, like in the area that I live in, we have a few schools that we've been doing schools projects every year. So we already have this kind of, it's almost like a lackadaisical relationship. It's almost like we're friends. So it doesn't have to be as formal and include, you know, the school psychologist and the principal, because it's something that's already set up and they look forward to it. So you can just have that direct communication with the teacher that is setting up these projects. And then create a list or database of schools and contacts with phone numbers and emails that have already been contacted and who still needs to be contacted. So if it's already existing in your area, what can you do to strengthen your PR schools project? You know, do a local area PR inventory. So who are the current schools? You know, when was the last presentation? And update your contact sheets. You know, kind of like you want to, at least as a coordinator for me, like I want to be able to know who is at what school. Like I don't want to have to like go and look at like, you know, go to my email. Like if I'm out and about, like I want to be able to be like, okay, who's the principal at, you know, Burlingame High School? Or not principal, who's the health coordinator at Burlingame High School? You know, Aragon High School or, you know, whatnot. Like I as a coordinator should, you know, be able to know that information if I've been doing schools projects with them for, you know, a year or two. And then you want to create a list of members willing to do presentations. So one thing that I did before I was the Peninsula Area Schools Project Coordinator, I was in Contra Costa area for a little bit, and they hadn't done a presentation in a very, 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 very long time. So one thing that I did was create a little sign-up sheet. And, you know, kind of like a, I don't know if any of your areas or regions for your regional convention will put out like a volunteer sign-up sheet so that you can get volunteers for your convention. We do that up in Northern California, so it's very similar. It's a volunteer sign-up sheet for schools project presentations, you know, name, you know, phone number, clean date, you know, are you available during the week? You know, because primarily these presentations are usually, you know, Monday through Friday in between 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. during school hours. And then, you know, take that to have your PR chair, take that to your ASC, have it pass it around to all the GSRs that show up to area service, and then have them take it back to their home groups and pass that around at the meetings, bring it back, you know, 2 months later, give it enough time to go around the meeting a few times, and then, you know, bring that back, and, you know, hopefully you have a bunch of people that signed up. And then you always want to refer to how to find new projects, so refer to how to find new project and who to contact on the previous slides, you know, with the already existing. And then you want to utilize your local NAYC. So this is where I'm going to go into like the youth aspect on how we can utilize a Narcotics Anonymous Youth Committee or just youth in your area. So what is NAYC? The Narcotics Anonymous Youth Committee. This is part of like the purpose. So we are a committee of recovering addicts that are working together to strengthen Narcotics Anonymous by encouraging more youthful participation. You know, so the purpose is to get young people involved with NA service, to encourage an environment in Narcotics Anonymous meetings, functions, and services that welcome youthful participation. So how can NAYC help? NAYC. Now this is just in, I'm referring to how Contra Costa area, Northern California region, which is the area that I most participated in with NAYC, functions, if they have a full service committee. NAYC has a liaison that attends the PR subcommittee meeting regularly and brings pertinent information to and from NAYC and PR. So this is very similar to the duties of which a GSR is portrayed in our group booklet. How many people know here that if you're a GSR and if you're following the group IP or the group booklet that you're supposed to attend subcommittee meetings? Fabulous, I love when people know. I think that's one of like the most missed or least utilized piece of information and group resource that we have. So it's a very similar concept of collaborating with all the committees. So NAYC can reach out to the young people in the community and get them involved to volunteer to be a panel speaker. And they can also spread the word that service is needed and be an example of attraction rather than promotion. And then we go into like some of the personal experiences. So panel speakers will get to share their experience while carrying the message of NA. A lot of the classes are very interested, engage and appreciate the presentation. They oftentimes ask a lot of really good questions. And there's even times where like sometimes the students will come up to us after their meeting in between going to their next class and like get vulnerable. Like I've had now members who solely found out about Narcotics Anonymous by, you know, actually attending their class, which I never attended class. So who knows, I could have gone clean a little bit before I did. But it's beautiful. The teachers are always so grateful. They say every time before we set up the presentation, when we show up that morning and after we leave and the weeks to follow, that is always the best day of their semester. That like the students and them always look forward to NA coming in. And that like we like, God bumps. like how much of effect that we have. And just like opening the minds and like planting seeds. That's all we do in PR is plant seeds. And so it's an extremely gratifying project-based commitment. So I know like some people are, you know, concerned with, you know, maybe a work schedule that's inconsistent. So they can never pick up a home group level commitment. Or they're scared to be on a subcommittee level commitment. Or, you know, something. And this allows for even just one time, one day. One day. We're not telling you that you have to do this, you know, twice a month on, you know, the third Mondays of the month and the, you know, first Monday of the month that you have to be here from this time to this time and sit in a, you know, committee meeting. You know, you get to do this task-based, project-based service where, you know, for a few hours, like, you know, some people will come in for the whole day from, you know, the first class at 8 a.m. and leave at 3 p.m. Some will come for a few classes in the morning, a few classes in the afternoon. But maybe like 3 hours, you know, share a little bit of hope. And a little bit about what Narcotics Anonymous is, and it is it's incredible. How many of you do H&I service? Fantastic. Thank you for being of service. How many of you found out about Narcotics Anonymous through H&I? Fabulous. So do you remember, well, either experience of being in an institution and receiving the message of Narcotics Anonymous and how you felt when you got out and you saw that person that carried that message to you? Or you being on that receiving end where you take a meeting into a facility and someone comes up to you at a meeting later on and say, you carried a message to me or you brought a meeting in when I was in such and such place. You know that feeling that you get?
Oh, yeah.
I get that from this. There have been times where I have taken in a school's project presentation to a high school. Months later, year later, you know, I'll be in a meeting and someone will come up to me and they'll tell me, I didn't know that this existed until you guys came into my high school. And it's the goosebumps. This stuff gets me. but it's a very similar feeling that I know so many people get from H&I. You know, I get that same feeling from doing this and just knowing that that we just planted a seed. Bruce is crying and I'm gonna cry. Bruce does presentations with me. He's one of my panel speakers all the time. The seed is planted. We're gonna move on. So before I go into this discussion and questions, I also just wanna touch a little bit more on the youth aspect, which like wasn't in the PowerPoint. But different ways in which youth can get involved that's outside of a NAYC. So I know that San Diego has, I believe it's a regional NAYC.
Yeah.
Had. I don't like that word. We're going to build NAYC back in San Diego. Yes, I will fly down here whenever and help because I love it. I know Southern California Regional turned into, instead of it being a committee, they're now calling it a task group. And then in Northern California region, we have two area level NAYCs. One's in Contra Costa area, the other one is Sonoma County. And I believe there's an area in Southern California region that also has an area level, which is the Imperial Counties. I don't know if any Southern California regional people are in here. Nobody nodded their head, so I don't know if that was correct. Is it Imperial?
If it's Eastern Illinois.
Thank you. Yeah, that sounds way better. So we have a few, and that's like within California. And in the past few years of doing that, I've had the honor and privilege of being able to do some workshops for WSLD and some NAYC track workshops. There's been this whole desire and need for engaging our youth into service, whether that's NAYC or not. But because of I get really passionate about things and I obsess and I like, it's crazy and awesome. It's very fulfilling. I've been able to share information and resources to some areas outside of California. So New Mexico, and I know Phoenix was starting up a, they wanted to start a youth committee, and some, I don't want to be like mean, but some of their old timers were very rude about it and like shut them down. And we're kind of just like, we don't need another subcommittee that's going to have open positions type of thing. And yeah, very disheartening. But that happens. Because, I mean, it is. It's a struggle to, you know, have a passion and to have a committee and then have open positions. We shouldn't have any open positions. There's no need to have open positions. Sorry, I get on a little rant. I bet all of you feel that the same way I do, but I can be a little more vocal sometimes. And then also Portland, Oregon has also started up a type of NAYC. Seattle has a whole lot of youth, and they're actually looking at starting up a convention. So one thing that came out of 2 years ago, WSLD, there was this, why isn't there an NA youth convention? And now there's the whole special interest, and you know, we don't need that, like, we don't need the separatist. And all of that, but and then there's the whole like, well, AA has it. We don't like the way that they do shit, young people wise. Sorry, it's too much of a party, and that's not our focus. But so we have and are in the works of having an ad hoc committee for a California-wide Narcotics Anonymous Youth Convention. Yeah, it is so exciting. We are in the guideline stages right now. You know, we have reached out to a few of the other regions in, you know, California. We have 7 regions in California, for those of you that don't know that. And so we're like trying to get this ball moving. We don't know what direction it's gonna go. But we just hope that it's a vessel for the youth to really like have another way of getting involved in Narcotics Anonymous service. So one of the primary things of Narcotics Anonymous Youth Committee, especially when it was formed in Marin County in Northern California, was that they wanted it to be kind of almost similar to a mentorship. And kind of like a little, instead of going from a group directly to an area service level commitment, because that can be intimidating, that can be scary. I know like for me, when I was doing group level service and I was looking and hearing that subcommittee level service needed help and all of this stuff, I was like, I'm not qualified. I've never done subcommittee level service. How can I do subcommittee level service if I don't have the experience of doing subcommittee level service? And how do you get that if you don't get it? And you know, that the whole chicken and egg thing, you know, similar. And it's like, I was very fortunate that, that at this time, our activities committee chair was a member that directly came up to me and just asked me, like, would you just come to the committee meeting? Like, wasn't like, hey, like, we have a position for you, you need to come, you need to get on the committee. Like, wasn't yelling at meetings, like, we have open positions, like, people need to step up. It was very much this, like, hey, like, I really want you to come check out this committee. Like, can you show up on, you know, such and such day at such and such time? And I showed up and I left as a secretary. that's how like shit happens. And you know, and then I became chair the next year. And, you know, and then I moved away for 3 years to another area, and I came back, and now I'm back on the activity subcommittee, and I'm on the PR subcommittee as well. But it's this very, like one-on-one approach. Like, we don't want to just fill warm bodies, but we want to reach out and, like, make sure that our members know that they are able and capable of being of service in a way in which, like, they may feel intimidated. So one thing with NAYC is, you know, it's a committee where sometimes, yeah, they put on events, but it's not an events committee. And I think sometimes some people get that confused, or some, you know, people on the committee get that confused, and they think that, and they lose the purpose of NAYC is to, you know, just have youthful participation. I remember, and I know that unfortunately San Diego is struggling right now, but there was a period of time where San Diego NAYC members that termed out the next year became the convention committee members. And that is the purpose of NAYC, is to mentor those individuals so that they can go on to the next level of service. So that you can be a liaison to PR and start learning about PR and then go to PR the next year and get a commitment on PR. Same thing with H&I. You learn a little bit of H&I. It's kind of like being, like, allowing yourself to be almost like a member at large, and to learn and sit and engage without being thrown into a position before you're necessarily ready for that position, before you have the skills to fulfill that commitment. So that's what my experience with NAYC in Contra Costa area was. And you know, from going from there, again, like, I know that sometimes the committee level isn't the greatest way to do it. You know, with having open positions, I know Contra Costa has had an ebb and flow ever since they started NAYC many, many years ago. They'll have a full committee, and then they'll drop off, and then there won't be NAYC for years. They've disbanded, and then they've come back together, and, you know, they just had a lull where, you know, we had a full committee, and then we didn't have a full committee, and now they're starting to trickle back up. And that's kind of, I think that's kind of with every committee, kind of ebbs and flows like that sometimes, and sometimes I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a chair or facilitation, you know, skills, if it's burnout, whatever. It could be a multitude of different reasons why there's an ebb and flow in every subcommittee level service. But so something that I have thought about to kind of alleviate that a full committee or not full committee, blah, 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 is having a single person that has a position possibly on the PR subcommittee, just because it kind of makes the most sense. But like a youth liaison for the area, or like a youth work task group for the area, and that can be, like, you know, just like three people or one person, and they just help provide services for youth to whatever, you know, they can have for H&I. If you have a juvenile facility that you go into, or, you know, a youth facility of any sorts, that you have a contact that rallies up youth in that area and gets them trained to then go into that juvenile hall or into that juvenile facility. Same thing with PR for schools project. You have that youth liaison that helps that, like, because mostly youth will know all the other youth in the area. I mean, not all the time, but oftentimes, sometimes youth stay with the youth because sometimes that's where they identify. I mean, that wasn't my case. It was nice to get clean in an area that had youth that I can identify with, but I connected to, like, everybody. Some of my best friends could be, like, my grandparents. And nobody in this room qualifies that old, just so you know. So that's, like, an option of having that that just, like, one member that can rally up the youth and have all that information and kind of, like, direct the youth where to go. And it can help, like, alleviate the, you know, one, because there's too much for a GSR to report. There's way too much information for a GSR to report at every meeting. And we have an attention span of, what, 7 seconds? I think that's something, I don't know if anybody's going to remember, like, anything. Probably one thing you'll take out of this. But you don't remember anything that I said at the beginning. Because how long ago was that? So sometimes, like, GSRs can't report everything. So if you have, like, a committee or just a youth liaison, like, at least they have someone when the meetings that they go to, if a GSR isn't announcing it, like, they can rally up. Or it doesn't have to be an announcement. It can be on one-on-one conversations. It's very key to have one-on-one conversations, because I think people understand that more than just hearing, H&I needs support at this facility. We need people to go in 6 months clean, or, you know, oh, for this facility, you need to, you know, have a background check, and this facility, you need this clearance requirements. By the end, you're like, I don't know what facility needed what, or, like, what do I even qualify for? But if you have someone that comes up to you and be like, I think you would be good for this position, or good to go into here, like, are you available to do that? I just know for, like, my personal experience, that, like, has worked so much better. You know, that's how we currently went from a two-committee activities committee to a full activities committee, was by that one-on-one, like, hey, will you come here? Will you come do this? So I think I've talked long enough. I can't remember what time this workshop ends. Is it 45?
Yeah.
3:45? Okay, cool. Then we have some time for, you know, some questions. Discussion, if you want to share your experience. Does anyone in this room live in an area where they currently do schools project presentations? Fabulous. Fuck yes. Cute. I like it. Awesome. Well, that's great. Is there anyone that in this, you know, room that has never been in an area that has had schools project presentations? Fabulous. Awesome. Okay, did you have a question, Hannah? Or did you just raise your hand?
I was raising my hand
because
I watched it from the chair. Yeah. And also maybe another question. Yeah. Natalia Abbott, formerly Humboldt. So when I got clean in Humboldt County, and we had this, like, I was the school's projects person up there, and what they told me to do at that time, I was about 18 months clean, and what they told me to do at that time was to write these form letters and that went out to all the different, and send it out to the administration of the school districts in the area, right? And so I would take them down to this Office of Education, I would put them in these mailboxes, and then we would never get a response ever. I think maybe one time we might have gotten one response, and we had one time where we did, like, an assembly where we talked to an entire school at one time at the gymnasium. But that was, like, one out of, like, I don't know how many letters that we sent out over the period that I was the school person. When I moved to Santa Cruz a couple of years ago, so instead of contacting the administration of these districts, we had somebody that was contacting, like she was saying, the health teachers directly. And the reason that they were contacting the health teachers rather than the principals, the counselors, the superintendents, was because when contacting the administration, there's a lot of red tape to go through, a lot of bureaucracy to go through, a lot of licensing requirements, all kinds of stuff. But when we contact the health teachers, so I don't know about in other states, but in California, there's some curriculum standards for health education that you have to include some sort of drug education within your health curriculum. And these health teachers have this thing that they need to implement, and they have a lot of leeway as how they implement that. And so when we, from Narcotics Anonymous, contact these teachers with an offer to help them meet their curriculum standard by also having them allow us provide this service in the community, they're jumping on it because we're helping them do their job. And also, like she was saying, it's this really rewarding thing. One thing that Santa Cruz did recently, actually our school's projects coordinator is vacant right now, but one of the things that was happening last school year, we went into not just the regular high schools and a couple of middle schools, but also some of the charter schools. And one of the charter schools responded to our outreach for a presentation by asking if we could do a presentation that was for parents. And so we had done a presentation for the students in this charter school. You know, so it's a pretty small But then I got to be on a panel that went in the evening to do a presentation to parents of teenagers. And they had all kinds of questions that Narcotics Anonymous has no opinion on, like, is marijuana a gateway drug? And how do I know if my child is getting high, that kind of thing. But they also had some questions that allowed us to communicate our, not just who we are, but, you know, sometimes it's the parents. You know, we're there to help, you know, they're there to get the information for just in case they ever figure out if their kid has a problem. But you know that there's got to be at least one of them sitting there going, maybe this is for me. And so, like, I haven't yet had the experience of seeing any of those parents or teenagers at a meeting, but we have had kids from the high schools that have ended up at our meetings too. It's a really rewarding thing, and I want to figure out how we can get this NAYC thing going in Santa Cruz, because all of our young people just go to the fellowship that has a young people's fellowship. And so it's really hard to get, they're already in service there, we can't get them to do, you know, I'm not young anymore, but I was when I got clean. So we have like one young people's meeting in our area that's, that's it, thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalia. Max and
Bruce. Amy, you touched on some very, I want to go back to things that you touched on. One was, as a fellow who's old enough to be your grandfather, and involved in public information here locally, and wanting to take public information, public relations into schools' projects, I'm depending on the youth to come to, like, because, you know, you mentioned it, they're going to look at me and go, that guy's old. So, to me, and Dustin can attest to this, I've reached out when the region had a youth in NRC back then. I was like, come on, you guys, we need you in this capacity. Like you said, get involved in other services. And you mentioned the young lady that went on to be the convention chair out of the NYC. And that's exactly, you know, what I see as a great benefit of NYC. And he also mentioned, and this is crucial to public relations, is the relationship that you talked about that got developed from, you know, going to these schools year after year, and it's like more of a casual, hey, how you doing? It's, you know, Recovery Awareness Month, you ready for us? And so, yeah, come on down. Mm-hmm. And that takes time, it takes consistency, it takes willingness. So, I guess I don't know if I really have a question or if I'm just railing on here, but now with this PR model that a lot of us are just learning about, and what you talked about a couple times was the project thing, the work group thing that comes up, as opposed to a service committee where we need to elect a chair, a vice chair, and attend regularly the meetings that, and a lot of people in NAIC are becoming committee phobic and no longer want to do that. And this work group thing is like you said, people can show up, do the deal, and fade away and come back the next year to do it again. Mm-hmm. So I'm very passionate about getting youth involved and mentoring them and you know, and it's like you said too. I ran into the we didn't need a youth committee when I got clean. So thank you for being here.
I would like to make a consensus that Dustin is the San Diego Schools Project Coordinator. Everybody in favor?
So I'm on the peninsula, and I'm Bruce, and I'm an
addict.
I'm a serious addict. Now I'm serious about recovery. The most important thing, if you want to start something like this in your area, get that number and that email. I'm very passionate about this. Oh, crap. So this schools project is so important. And to talk to what Mac was talking about, all it takes is one time going into a school. You don't have to worry about that. That person's coming back. It's the truth. It's that addictive. Here's just a recent experience. We talked to a gentleman. He's just come up on a year or something. And come out to the school's project. Just check it out. Comes and checks it out. He goes, what's that feeling I'm feeling right now?
Yeah.
I've been felt this in my whole life.
Wow.
Yes. And now he's asking you to come back, right? And that's my experience. It's just, here's how here's how I avoid this. If somebody's talking about something in service and I start crying and they're talking about it, it's important. To me, it is. And I'm back here bawling, you know? And about the age thing, that's bullshit. Because I'm 51 now. And I love this school project. It's done so much for my recovery. It brings me back to my high school days that I got to look at. Because I don't want to look at shit, right? But it brings me there to examine that shit that I went through back then, and I can do that in my steps. I can do it there. I do that in my step work. And it made me a better recovery addict. You know? And it's just... Yeah, for this really truly to work, you have to have a coordinator that's passionate about NA, that's passionate about the project, that's passionate about getting the information of where to go and getting those contacts. You need somebody that's that passionate about the project for it to work. The rest of it will fall into place. Once you experience it, we'll go back and back and back until he's like, that's the best open town.
Thanks, Bruce. Okay, I believe there's
Dale?
Phoenix.
I need to defend the Phoenix area.
Yeah.
I'm in the statement. I don't know where your information is. I'm the PR chair, and I worked within AYC that was forming the best I could. And what happened is that the lack of maybe leadership or someone with the time to dedicate to it, they started writing guidelines and needed some help, and the good thing came out of it is that one of the members, I reached out to them when the committee looked like it wasn't working, and invited them to PR just for what you're talking about. And as a result, I had two members. But what we're finding out is, Phoenix is a big area. So the youth aren't as concentrated together. They were in three different areas. We're talking logistics. They just survived. And now I have one of the members who's on the PR committee, and the other one was on the PR committee, who was originally from San Diego, but now he's gone. And what we're experiencing is no consistency and leadership on the committee is kind of what took it on course. They were appointed as a committee, like just trial committee, to get going so people would have confidence in them, so the old timers would be impressed or whatever, and impression wasn't made. We had a lot of good intentions, but some of it fell apart. But as a result of that, it didn't have one in terms of PR, so it does work to a point. And some of us other members, we need to realize to tap into that. I mean, as soon as they start forming, I tapped into it.
Thank you, Dale. And then Phil, and then the gentleman in the back.
I'm Phil, I'm an addict.
Hi, Bill. I'm from the Contra Costa area in Northern California. I'm the PR chair, and we really struggled for a long time, and I've been chair, this is my second year, but I've been involved in PR for almost 4 years, and they've never done a schools project as far as I know. And I've reached out to Amy, and we've got a lot of information. Could not find anybody interested, passionate enough as me, coordinator. And I kept saying, I'm not going to do this. Some chair, I can't take on whole positions. And finally, I had to put together a school project guideline anyway. So I put together a draft. We did one schools project presentation. It was so good. Had a lot of the people in the youth committee, that three of them that came out, actually four that came out, they were the presenters, and it was really, felt kind of weird for me because I came in there as a grandpa to a bunch of these people. But I just kind of introduced NA to everybody, and then I let the presenters take it from there. And when they were all done, then I gave my story, and really all I could do is just relate back that my story was no different than their story. And theirs is very current and was, you know, the kids that in school could relate to them, but mine was not any different, you know, because I was using back, you know, high school days back many, many when we started high school. It's been great, but that has been our problem, is still the youth committee. And got a couple of them that are interested in moving into PR, but, you know, really kind of keeping them, like, pushing them along. It's like, kind of build up the youth committee. Mm-hmm. Because really, that's what you need, is the youth committee. They're the foundations of it, you know, it's just PR, we just facilitate that. But it was great. I mean, the information that, you know, I got from you and what we put together, and it is, it's enthusiasm. Like I said, I did not want to take it on, but it wasn't going to happen if I didn't do it, so I had to do it. And I'm glad I did. And it's just the foundation that I got through Amy, and that now I'm trying to get the youth involved in that, have them pick it up and let them clean it all up and make it into a real program. But it's amazing to sit there. And I get the same way. It's like it chills, you know, just talking to these people and listening to these kids who didn't act like they didn't really give a shit that we were there. But as soon as the meeting was over, they came back, and some kids talked to us. But then we also had the school principal that came back and said, I need to have you guys come back again. So he was on my calendar to come back again. It's a great start.
Thank you.
My name is John Minetti. I'm from SBGNA, which is Modesto, California area.
Yeah.
And I'm our H&I chairperson. And I know what you're saying about when you have somebody come up to you and say, thank you, that, you know, you helped save their life. And I've also been on the other side of that, where you see that another person walking down the street that's relapsed, or, you know, so I felt both sides of that. Right now in our area, we're doing PR in our area, and I'm on that committee. And sometimes we bump heads, and we have to give in and do this and that. And by coming here to this workshop and this weekend, I've learned a lot that I got to take back to our committee for public relations, because there's a lot of stuff that we've left out, like this with the youth activity stuff and behind the walls and stuff that I was, because we did a H&I chairperson. I did literature. And nobody was willing to step up, so I showed up at area and said, I'm willing to do it, so somebody else would get voted in. So I've done this H&I for 2 years now. What I'm learning is, a lot of us older people, this older person, has learned that when we have sponsees, we need to tell them, you're going to do some service. And you need to do some service. And I've been hearing that a lot here, because we're just letting our son, our sponsee, just coming up to your body. So when I get home, I get to have some talks with the sponsees. You're going to do some service. Because we do have a lot of these open spots and stuff that need to be taken care of. And what I've learned is that we need the younger generation to help us with the school that you maybe we need, because I like to hang around the meeting where the older people is, because there's less drama. Sorry to say that. When I go to the younger meetings, I see, and there's times that we still need to help them guide them. Mm-hmm. So what I've learned is, if we need help with that younger generation, some of us oldies might need to go to those meetings and ask for help from them there. Because we have a meeting in our area called the Young Adults.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that's where a lot of them are, because they're on their own little group. And I have to tell people, just because this body is 60 years old, doesn't mean the mind is. I still act out like a kid, think like a teenager and all that stuff at times, that I can still carry a clear message in narcotics and all my into that meeting. Because I've also been asked at some of the schools to do a career day, you know, not narcotics and all this, that type of stuff. And all of a sudden, mind you, John, I'm an addict. Oh, Lord. You know, I said I was an addict, not, you know, at a career day thing. And it sort of opened the door for the kids afterwards to ask me questions about drugs. Because some of those kids might be there not using themselves. Their parents are. So they're getting information on their parents without their parents even knowing, and their parents thinking they're an addict.
Thank you. Well, are there any other questions or comments? Okay, there was also a few things that popped into my head from what other, you know, people had shared, and I hear some just kind of other cool like things, like with the project-based or task-based services that we can do. You know, I was contacted by one of the schools in which we do a presentation every year, multiple times a year, and I was contacted by their counselor, and you know, she like asked, like, well, one of the first questions was kind of silly. She's like, are there any services that Narcotics Anonymous can provide that we can pay for? I was like, oh, we don't do that. But, you know, after some, you know, communications with her, and she was saying how, like, we have in our area, and I know that this is across the board in so many areas, like prescription drug abuse is very high in the high schools right now. And I mean overall, but, like, very high in high schools. And another option outside of doing this, like, in-classroom presentation, because sometimes the, like, our purpose isn't there to go find the addicts in the classroom. That's not the purpose at all. But sometimes, and most times, if you are an addict, you're not going and showing up to your classroom, especially if they're doing a drug day. like, no thanks. But so one of the things that we're possibly going to do is a quarterly open Narcotics Anonymous meeting at the high school. And where we have a regular Narcotics Anonymous meeting, but it's not weekly. It could be one time in between September and December. And we just host a meeting on their campus that is open for their students to come to. And it can be like a literature study, or a topic discussion, or, you know, even just like a speaker meeting. And then do it again sometime in the spring as well. And that's an option that, you know, we're discussing at our PR committee and, you know, with the school on how that can work and the logistics of it and whatnot. And another thing I just also wanted to touch on, because we just have so many resources, and you know, if you're thinking that you need help, whether your area currently has in the guidelines schools project coordinator position, if you guys are struggling with that, if you don't have one and you think that you need one, and this is either for schools project or for you, either one, please, like, write down, oh, it's not up on the screen anymore, but you can come see me, or if you didn't write it down, like, please, like, write down my phone number and my email. You know, I pretend that I'm retired, and so, like, and I really, I'm really not retired, but I like to be. Wouldn't that be fabulous, retire at 28? but I'm the type of member, of, like, I'm so passionate that, like, I will come to your area, anywhere in California, in any other state, I will come, and I will help, and I will provide you with any information that I can to help you guys succeed. Because, like, that's really, like, that's my, I just, like, I want Narcotics Anonymous to grow. So if you need help with, like, engaging youth into service, or if you want a school's project presentation, like, I will share with you any materials that I have. And I will come visit your PR committee or your area or an event, learning day, whatever, and help in any fashion and form that I can. Because I know sometimes, like, it's hard with starting something new without having anybody do it before. How does the memento keep rolling forward? You know, if you don't know, I mean, it's kind of nice, you know, because I don't really like the whole, like, we've always done it this way. Lovely. I don't care. but if you don't have any experience, how do you know even a direction to go? So, like, again, like, I just want to tell you, like, I am so available to anyone wherever you live. Just let me know, and I can coordinate something to come up or down west, because I'm pretty west, east, anything. I can come help any of you. And also, just to touch on, we had a fellowship development PR session earlier and talked a lot about, you know, the planning. It's the planning process, so I think that always works well, like with task-based, project-based, or even just subcommittee level that is kind of redundant, stuff that you always do, that you know what to do. But, you know, create the goals, you know, set the action plan, You know, find out what you need, get resources, find all the resources that you can utilize so that you can reach and maintain that goal and reach out to other areas. You know, and if any of you are interested in seeing a school's project presentation, we have 5 coming up in November in the Peninsula area. The Peninsula area is in between San Francisco and San Jose. So if any of you are anywhere near there or would like to come up and come visit and come see what it's like, you know, please come. We are done 1 minute ago. but again, is there any last, you know, comments, questions, anything before we close this meeting? Awesome. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to, you know, share some of my passion with all of you. And thank you for all of your service to your areas and regions and home groups and sponsees and everything. So thank you.
28.
Well, I'm technically 27 still.
Circle up.
What?
Circle up.
Yeah. We're going to circle up and close in a semi-normal fashion. I like it. Mathematician over there.
Dude, people say things all the time and my brain goes off. I'm like, oh no, that means
Kelly, do you want to close the meeting for us?
I'm going to silence all that except her.
Okay.